there's sort of a like a chain that binds all the people I admire. They're very thoughtful people, people who take some time to do things intentionally. I really admire that in people.
Hey there, and welcome to a brand new episode of Delivering Marketing Joy. I am your host, Kirby Hossman, and joining me today, he's a repeat rock star, of course, and you guys already know who he is. He needs no introduction. He's number one on the online 18 here in the promo space. He's the brand director and brand evangelist at HPG, Nick Latour. Thanks for being here, man.
Oh, Kirby, thank you for the invite. I'm honored. I'm honored. I want to deliver some marketing joy with you.
That's what we like. That's what we like. So off script, I'm going off script immediately. I thought, you know, you were named number one on the online 18. I thought the whole video thing that you guys did at PPAI was super fun and super creative. So nice job on that. That was really fun.
Thanks. Yeah. I wanted to highlight PPAI a little bit. Like, I'm not good in the spotlight. I'm very honored to have been named number one. It's such a subjective thing. You could have been number one, anybody, and nobody would have blinked an eye. But I wanted to play on the term takeover. They asked me to do a takeover. So I thought, maybe I think I'm taking the whole thing over. I thought that would be fun. It went over well, I think.
I thought it went over very well, and I was really impressed. I mean, like, some people, they had some acting chops on that. They really, I thought it went pretty well. It was good. So I want to jump into this new role. You and I talked about this in advance of it a little bit, just, you know, as you were brainstorming it. So you're fairly new to this role as brand evangelist there at HPG. Can you talk about that new role and how that kind of came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I remember speaking to you at SKU Camp actually specifically. Yeah. And, I think in the world, in which we work and live, there aren't hard lines between a salesperson and a marketing person sometimes in such a relationship-based industry that the solution is all that matters. And so if you can talk about solutions and really, which means talking about the problem or the issue you're trying to solve, that's the best you can do. And so as our company, HPG grows and becomes really, really, really big, I wanted to make sure we maintained a human touch. I want us to still be a human company because people are all that matters. And, you know, at the end of the day, the person who has that pen and they feel a certain way about their logo being on it is a person. That's an emotional response. So as we grew, I wanted to help our company grow and evolve. And I wrote a job description for myself, which is kind of unconventional. It's called Chief Evangelist.
Okay.
But, the corporate powers that be didn't want me to be a chief, and I understand, that's fine. Title doesn't matter as much as someone, as the intent. So director, brand evangelist is what we come up with. And it's really all about building community and bringing solutions to our customers.
Yeah, I will say that, you know, that especially on the supplier side, but I think it's on both sides of our business, the relationship, it is amazing how powerful that can be. And I love the idea because I think we've seen companies grow to such a size that they just become this monolith, right? And so the idea of having someone being willing, quite frankly, to be the face or, you know, one of the faces of the organization is unique. And I think that's really cool, man. I think it's really cool.
Well, thanks. I'll give a little credit to Chris Anderson and HPG for allowing it, if you will. I mean, it's really not a conventional thing, but I think they know where my heart is and they hopefully appreciate what I might be able to bring to the table. And they signed off on it. And now I've just got to kind of show what that is. Hard to come up with KPIs and ROI really on this kind of role, but I'm hopefully going to do it. And it's fun. So far it's been difficult, but pretty cool.
That's really cool. And I love the idea that you're like, hey, I'm going to write my own job description and kind of live into it. So kudos to you for that. So
thanks, Kirby.
What project are you working on right now that has you totally fired up and why?
Yeah. So I've spent the last few months, I'm only a couple months into this new role, and I've really spent time kind of going foundational with it. And as I said a second ago, people really are the foundation of our industry. And I guess sounds kind of obvious, like, because we're people. But I've been interviewing distributors. I've been interviewing people like Tim Andrews from ASI, Dale Denham, some leadership. And as I ask pretty similar questions to all of these different people, a few themes come through. Okay. And it's relationships, trust, and themes like this, where it's like these are how they've built their businesses.
Yeah.
And what that's led me to is a new project that I'm developing, and it still has a name that's TBD. The working title is I Love People.
All right.
Because that's because I personally love people, and you got to lead authentically, and that this is what's going to help me to be true. But also, it feeds to our industry and beyond, frankly. So it's going to include a podcast. Mm-hmm. It'll include other interviews and maybe some fun creative videos, which I really, really enjoy doing, which will tie it all together. And so it's in phase 1.5 right now. And hopefully I'll be able to launch it before too long and hopefully continue to bring some good content and effective content to the community.
I think that's a really cool idea, dude. If there's anything I can do to help you with that, let me know. Cause I think that's something that is, it's good and it's needed, but it's also perfect for your new role. So I think that's super smart. I love it.
I'll say it now live for the audience. If you want to be a guest on the I Love People Working Title podcast,
you can write it down. I'm in for sure. Okay.
I'll write it down with my hub pen.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, this hub spinner pen is pretty nice.
Oh, I love it.
How about that? All right. So who are some people that inspire you to be better, and how do they do that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm, the obvious answers are like my parents and my family. Mm. Like they're, you know, you can look around you and there are people doing some amazing things, but specifically as it relates to work and sort of my professional life, top of mind is a guy named Ben Pozzi, who's our VP of marketing, who now I get to work more closely with in this new role. And he's a guy that somehow is able to balance true, like unbridled creativity with really organized style and be able to build on it, which is really hard for people to do, I think, in general.
Really hard, yeah.
So if I have an idea and I think it's great, I could run with it. But I always run it by Ben first because he'll have something that just somehow elevates it or a way to do it. And so he's someone that I admire wholeheartedly at work, at the job.
That's cool.
And then kind of beyond that, a couple other people that I really think about a lot. There's a guy named Ethan Butte, and I don't know if you know who Ethan is, but I worked with him in my previous life, previous industry, and his title has been chief evangelist for quite a long time.
Okay.
And he's a really true marketing mind, but he's a great communicator and a connector of people. And he's someone who I kind of have watched, and I've known him as a friend, but as I've come into this new role, I've been in touch with him more frequently. He has a podcast called Chief Evangelist, which is unbelievable. He's interviewed people like Guy Kawasaki and like pretty amazing leaders and people who are all chief evangelists of some sort. So it's informative for me, but Ethan's a guy who's steady, very smart, very thoughtful. There's sort of a lot, like a chain that binds all the people I admire. They're very thoughtful people. People who take some time to do things intentionally. I really admire that in people. And then the last person on the list is John Oliver, who's a comedian and actor, if you know John.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's somebody who, you know, like, I'm not a political person at all, but which is why I like him, because I think he is funny, but he also actually brings some pretty crazy issues to light. And he does it in an entertaining way, but in a serious way. And he's a very, like, again, thoughtful and serious person who I'm entertained by, but I learn a lot. And he's kind of motivated me to become a little bit more of an activist for things that I care about. So, those are kind of three people that inspire me. And
that's
you, Kirby, of course, you, every day you inspire me.
Hardly, but back at you for sure. Okay, the final question, this has been great. What's a piece of advice you hear all the time that you think is wrong?
Oh, this is the easiest. This is easy for me because I think all advice generally can be, if people are trying to help you, I appreciate that. But there's one thing that I've heard a few times as my career has expanded, and it's don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Okay.
And it makes me cringe when I hear that because I understand it from a corporate perspective. You just want product. You just need things to be done. Check off a list. Make sure things are out there. Just put content out there just to have content out there. I think that's a mistake, because people can read through it if it's just half-ass or average, and they and now that's a reflection on the person who put it out there. Oh, it's there, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I would rather lean heavily toward take an extra beat or day and make it perfect, make it exactly how you want it to be, because that's where you can shine. That's where you make it the biggest impact. And so I don't let perfect be the enemy of good. While I think it comes from a good place, it makes me visibly upset.
I love that. It's so funny because you and I have totally different takes on that, but I so appreciate your perspective on it that's really good. Well,
yeah.
That's cool, man. I'm excited about you being in this new role and hearing more about it. I can't wait to hear more about the podcast. I think that's perfect for you. I think you'll do great at it. And yeah, man, this is fun. We'll have to do it again sometime, okay?
Anytime, Kirby. Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be on the show.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of Delivering Marketing Joy. We'll see you next time. Delivering Marketing Joy.